This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Sri Lanka today exchanged protocol amending agreement between the two countries for avoidance of double taxation and prevention of fiscal evasion with respect to taxes and income. Both sides also exchanged MOU on training and capacity building of civil servants of Sri Lanka. The agreements were exchanged after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradesanaike in New Delhi. Both leaders held discussions on the issues of mutual interest. A grant assistance of $14.9 million for the signalling project in Mahu Anuradhapura section was also announced on the occasion. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi expressed happiness that Mr. Desanaike has chosen India for his first foreign visit as president. He said both sides also discussed issues related to the livelihood of fishermen. The Rajya Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India, with Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman leading the charge from the Treasury bench to target the opposition on the issues of freedom of expression and protecting the Constitution. Initiating the discussion, Ms. Sitharaman targeted the Congress for imposing emergency in the country, saying the term of the Lok Sabha was extended during the emergency without proper justification, and during the extended term, the entire opposition was put to jail. The minister said it is time to reaffirm commitment to build India that will uphold the spirit enshrined in the sacred document. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the House, Mallikarjun Kharge, accused the government of undermining the Constitution. He said it is the Congress which has given universal adult franchise rights to the people to vote. On the issue of employment, Mr. Kharge alleged that the centre has failed to fulfil its promises of providing 2 crore jobs every year. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The two bills have been listed in the business of the house. Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election in the country. The committee, under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind, held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. Once the legislation will become Act, it will be implemented in 2 phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies elections, like panchayats, to be conducted within 100 days of general elections. The centre today informed that to boost the economy and increase employment generation, the government has announced an employment-linked incentive scheme in the Union Budget in 2024-25. Replying to a question in Lok Sabha, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said that during the period 2024-25 so far, more than 61 lakh new subscribers have been added to the Employment Provident Fund Organisation, EPFO. He said since 2020-21, there has been a consistent addition of over 1 crore new subscribers in EPFO year on year. The minister said it shows a robust growth in new EPF subscribers. Vijay Diwas was celebrated across the country today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in 1971 war. Rich tributes were paid to the martyrs who laid down their lives during the war. The end of the war also resulted in subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today paid tribute to the valiant soldiers of the 1971 war on the occasion of Vijay Diwas. To mark the day, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi. The Commission for Air Quality Management has reimposed the revised third phase of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, in the Delhi NCR region following the sharp rise in air pollution. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality in the national capital has entered the very poor category with an AQI of 394 as of 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.